Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for Freaky Friday, our weekly segment where we ask you to share your creepy, spooky, or just coincidental experiences. And if you happen to be listening for the first time today and you've got one of these yourself, we're always looking for more. So send us the short version of what happened to you by text or email. 2101 to text or email jesse@rnz.co.nz. And today we're going to talk to Grant on Waiheke Island. But first up we have Sam's ghost story, strangely involving mint sauce.
Hi, my name is Sam and this is my Freaky Friday story. In the late 90s I was living in a squat in London with some friends and I was pretty sure there was a ghost in the house. As I would see, I'd be sitting in the kitchen and look out to the hallway and see this shape come down the stairs and turn and go into the living room. And I told all my flatmates, oh, there's a ghost in the house, and no one really believed me. But then eventually some of the others saw it as well. But there was one woman who was particularly sceptical, and I was sitting at the kitchen table with her one day, and she was facing the hallway, and I saw her just go deathly white, and I asked her what was wrong. She said, I've just seen the ghost. So the skeptic was now a believer. And then the other guy in the house was a skeptic as well, and we came home one day, just the two of us, and we didn't know if anybody else was home or not, and we were walking up the stairs, and we were about halfway up the stairs, and we watched the bathroom door open, and the handle went down. You had to pull the handle down to open the door, so we definitely thought there was somebody home. So we called out, hi, and then realised we weren't getting a response. So we walked into the bathroom and realised there was nobody there. So we thought, well, that's a bit freaky. We just watched the door open. And then as we sort of started to retreat back downstairs again, we got about halfway down and then heard this thump, 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 thump along the landing. And my friend Mark, he was really freaked out and he flung open the front door and ran off down the street screaming. And I managed to get him back again. And I said, look, we can't let this ghost chase us out of our own house. And so we went back inside and I just very calmly said to it, look, okay, you were obviously here first, but we live here now too. And we really don't mind you being here, but please just don't scare us anymore. So after that, we never had any more problems. But the weird thing is, too, is that my friend Mark just reminded me that there was a weird smell of mint sauce that would come and go when you were either on the landing or about halfway up the stairs. So I don't know what happened halfway up the stairs, but there was definitely something crazy going on.
Excellent story, Sam. One of my favourites we've had on Freaky Friday. Thanks for taking the time to share it with us. Now let's go to Grant on Waiheke Island in Auckland. Hi there, Grant.
Yes, hi Jesse.
Your story involves something called the I Ching. Now, as a hippie teenager, I know exactly what the I Ching is, but for everyone else, what is it?
Oh, well, that's good. It's a Chinese oracle. It was developed 5,000 years ago, a collection of wisdoms that embraces natural elemental forces, and it is used as an oracle. You consult it by tossing coins in a configuration that gives you two trigrams of each representing a natural force.
Yeah.
And when they come together, when you're consulting it, it gives you an outcome.
Your sister gave you a copy of an I Ching book, I believe.
Yes, she did. She gave it. It had been hanging around for 2 or 3 weeks, and I thought, "Hello, I'll give this a bit of time and respect it deserves." And I sat myself comfortably and had the radio classics on and delved into the preface written by Carl Gustav Jung.
the famous psychologist.
Discussing the chance coincidence of events. And so I was well into it when the music stopped, and it was sort of quite jarring, discordant music, and it was the music of John Cage. And he referenced the preface in the Book of Changes by Carl Gustav Jung. And there I had it open on my lap, talking about chance coincidences.
Wow, that must have stood the hairs up on the back of your neck, did it?
Yes, well, that's freaky in another way to your ghost stories, but certainly felt like some strings were being pulled.
Totally, totally. Did you end up sort of connecting with the I Ching at all? It was kind of sort of big over here in the 70s, I know.
Yes, it was. I think there was a whole fad for oracles and divinations.
Astrology and numerology and palm reading.
Tarot cards.
Anyway,
so this was quite an experience to
very
consult
good.
This oracle. And I had afterwards consulted it from time to time, because if you have a situation and you read what natural forces happen when they come together through the Chinese wisdom, and you project your problem or your demise onto the readings and find a way to resolve the dilemma.
Yeah, I think even if you don't sort of believe in anything supernatural, you can see the value of being prompted to think about an issue in a certain way and maybe change your perspective on something. Just a kind of a tool for, I guess, thinking again. That's good stuff, Grant. Yes. Thank you for telling us the story.
Yeah.
Grant on Waiheke Island for Freaky Friday today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.